Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, speaking of passions and turning things that you love into something bigger, well, there are hundreds of events taking place during the summer, but two women in Cork have established a new events company with the aim of hosting inclusive, community-focused events that spotlight local talent and offer people an alcohol-free way of connecting. They're organising their first event this weekend in the Marina Market in Cork. It's called the Sober Sesh, and it's being billed as an intimate evening of live music in an alcohol-free setting. And Erin Dennehy, co-founder of Sunday Sober Sesh, is with us on the line. Erin, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm delighted to be speaking with you. So tell us, where did the idea come from exactly?
Yeah, so it's myself and my friend Nicole. We recently moved back to Ireland last year. We were living abroad in Australia. And we noticed when we came home that there was just a lack of ways you can enjoy live music without being in the pub setting. So a way that you can do it without the pressure of having to drink alcohol. So we know that Ireland has loads of talent, that's obvious. Lots of musical talent around and lots of local talent too. And we were looking for a space really where young local musicians can perform their own original pieces as well. I know that usually in pubs that people want to hear the covers and, mm-hmm. you know, the songs that you can sing along to. So we decided to do it ourselves. And that's where we came up with Sunday Sober Sesh. We're doing our first event this weekend in Marina Market, as you said. And we're very excited. We've got five local artists. We've got Will Rivers, Out of Order, Kelvin Long, Danny and the Ace Donna, and Cahal Fitz. So we're really excited for all of them to have a chance to perform in a space and also just to have a place where we can foster community. Mm-hmm. So really just a place where people can go and meet new people, like-minded people who love music and want to go out and enjoy themselves. But like I said, without the pressure of having a drink.
Yeah, and again, it's as you said, it's just creating that space because often, you know, we all have heard of things that, oh, this is relatively new. And then in 10 years time, we'll be looking back going, God, imagine when that didn't exist. And now I suppose people want different yeah. experiences and they're looking for them. And I suppose travel does broaden your mind. What was, I suppose, the sober society vibe like in Australia when you were there?
I mean, it was quite big. Like, definitely there is, you know, going out to the pubs as well. And we lived in a hostel and there would be a lot of activities that did involve alcohol. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of that, there was also a lot of things to do that didn't involve alcohol. We lived in a hostel just off Bondi Beach for a while, and there were so many events in and around Bondi that were inclusive for all ages, no alcohol, you know, music, comedy, just meetups where you could go and chat to people and make new friends. And we thought that that was quite kind of missing when we moved home, you know.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do something about it.
And you fill the gap, you put your heads together. Now, with a name like Erin, I'm sure people in Australia knew exactly where you were from. But how was the pronunciation of the name is what I want to know.
Oh, I've heard it all. Heard it all from Irene to Irianne, Era, all of us. And then when I explain to people what it means of Ireland, they say, oh, wow, God, you really are Irish.
Now, your accent as well may have given it away slightly.
Slightly, yeah, just about.
So let's go back then to what's happening on Sunday. Like, what can people expect? You know, even what do they need to bring things? How do they set themselves up for it?
Okay, so doors open in the event space at 4:30. And then our first musician, Will start at 5. We'll run until about 7:38. And we'll have a short interval of about 20 minutes in the middle. People can just bring themselves, you know, feel free to bring your own snacks or, you know, whatever you like. And the Marina Market does have a great selection of food vendors
there
too.
Great. Oh, my God. It's trying to choose what to eat when you go down. There's the problem.
Exactly, yeah. So I definitely recommend people to come early, grab a bite to eat, you know, get your snacks, come on into the event space and start chatting to people. We really want to have the focus on community. So we'll be walking around encouraging people to talk to people and just
chatting to people as well. So, yeah, if you come early and, you know, come in and yeah. just enjoy the music.
It's great that it's on early as well because, you know, like, I mean, you'd be in bed fine and early there for, you know, a Sunday night if you'd work the next day, that it's not going too late into the night. Can you bring kids?
Yeah, you can bring kids. It's open to all ages, inclusive to everyone. So we really wanted to put the focus on that and we didn't want to limit it to one group of people.
Yeah.
So inclusive to everyone, everyone's welcome. And like you said, you'll be home and all for 9 yeah. o'clock.
I'm thinking about my toddler.
No
you know that
on the Monday morning.
He loves dancing around. That'd be ideal for him. I'd tire him out. We'd get him to bed and we'd be all home and a nice good hour. How much are tickets?
Tickets are €15 and you can get them on tickets.ie. You can also find us on Instagram, OutForALaugh777. OutForALaugh is the name we chose for the event company because we think, you know, Irish people are generally out for a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
So Sunday Sober Sesh is our first event. And you can find us, as I said, on Instagram or
on
tickets.ie.
You. Well, you just did my job there because I was going to call that out. But sure, you've just made it much easier. Erin Dennehy, the very best of luck with your Sunday Sober Sesh. There's alliteration there. I hope it goes brilliant for you. Thank you so much for chatting with us. We'll take a quick break.